$700 instant rebates or 0% APR for 36 months on qualifying American Standard equipment. This offer expires November 30th, 2016. They've been serving the St. Louis and St. Charles area for over 25 years, residential and commercial HVAC units. So call Premier Heating and Cooling now at 636-916-1122 or you can reach them online at premierheatingcooling.net.
Crooked career politician Chris Koster is one smooth talker. But his record? Koster is a hardcore abortion advocate. A 100% rating from the most extreme pro-partial birth abortion organization in the world. Koster admits expanding Obamacare by billions in Missouri is his top priority. Koster is a liberal career politician who's made millions off government and given thousands to Hillary Clinton. When you hear career politician Chris Koster, remember, he's corrupt, he's liberal, and the only job he'll ever fight for is his own.
This is Governor Mike Pence. Just wanted to take a minute from the campaign trail to share my strong personal support for Eric Greitens. Eric is a good friend and a true patriot. He's pro-life, pro-family, and Eric will fight for our constitutional limited government principles because that's what he's done his whole life. Take it from me, Mike Pence. Eric Greitens is a conservative warrior. He'll make you proud as your next governor.
Eric Greitens for governor.
Paid for by Greitens for Missouri. Jeff Sturman, treasurer.
Great music in a great room. That's the award-winning Jazz at the Bistro concert series, located in the newly renovated and remodeled Faring Jazz Bistro. Enjoy the best of live jazz, the living legends, as well as the rising stars. New to this season are Thursday morning coffee concerts. Beginning Thursday, November 3rd at 11 a.m., it's the Jimmy Green Quartet. For tickets, contact the box office at 314-571-6000. Jazz at the Bistro, the way jazz is meant to be experienced.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hunters, visit G&W Meat for your deer processing. That's G&W Meat and Bavarian Style Sausage Company. G&W processes each deer separately, so the venison you get back is from your deer.
Katie Stewart's campaign received hundreds of thousands in campaign cash from Chicago political boss Mike Madigan. It's no wonder Katie Stewart supports Senate Bill 231 to bail out Chicago, taking $20 million away from Metro East schools. If Madigan and Stewart win, they'll pass Madigan's unbalanced budget. That will force a massive tax hike on Illinois families. Now she wants to be state representative? No way. A vote for Stewart is a vote for Mike Madigan. Vote no on Katie Stewart.
Dwight Kay is bringing common sense back to state government. Kay sponsored legislation to prevent lawmakers from getting paid if they don't pass a budget. He even cut his pay and refused the pension lawmakers receive. Dwight Kay supports term limits on career politicians and will continue to expose corruption in our state government. This year, Kay secured more money for our schools and supports a plan to make sure our schools are fully funded every year. Dwight Kay for state representative. He's working for us in the Metro East. Paid for by Citizens for Kay.
Half-price Wing Tuesdays are now at B-Dubs. Any size order of traditional wings cost half as much, making Tuesdays twice as good. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Valid at participating locations for a limited time.
Pinion's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and hear.
There's no fun left on
ever.
The
chat
and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
monsters, graves, bodies
from it. So get loosened up. We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the Halloween edition. That's right. Pinion's Playhouse brought to you by Mark and Jason. Website is markandjason.com. They are financial advisors with Steve Nicholas, and you'll hear Peon mention them again just moments from now.
gather everybody around because it's a twin spin. It's a Halloween twin spin. We have Pumpkinhead Harvey Kids and for Beyond, and we have the Freddie Freeman joke. But first, we have this. At the control board, the man, the biggest fan of Pumpkinhead Harvey, Eon, the peon, whose little boy Archie counts to 20 already.
Oh, yeah.
Even though my grandson counted to 100 when he was one year old. That doesn't
very
mean anything.
Impressive.
Thank you. And now, say hi to your sponsor.
I would also like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are, of course, with Stiefel Nicholas, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are not hearing from your advisor, it would be a good idea to call Mark and Jason because they talk to all of their clients every quarter. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss, who I have not seen for a week. It was tough. We never go a week without seeing each other.
I know.
It was rough for me. I don't know about you, but we're back together again.
Oh, and he was the Cowardly Lion the other night.
Where?
During his band gig. I saw a picture of that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you didn't talk about that, Mr. Modesty.
It looked like a pretty nice costume.
We all dressed up as the Wizard of Oz.
Wow. You can't all dress up as the Wizard. That'd be one character.
You mean the cast?
The cast.
Yeah. No, only Dan would say it that way. He's in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And you're familiar with the song, Christmas Tree, Oh Christmas Tree. Bruce, cut the music out for a second, because it's got to conflict. You know that song, Oh Christmas Tree, Oh Christmas Tree? Rat Boy has rewritten it, and it's called Oh Christmas What?
Oh, cheese.
Oh Christmas Cheese. And he's given me the lyrics.
Why are we talking about Christmas?
Yeah.
Because Christmas is what all you'll be hearing about after tonight.
Oh.
When Halloween is over,
Halloween's the Christmas over, then we start talking about Christmas.
And then
Thanksgiving.
All right,
over.
I was just, I was confused.
And then you know how it always goes, the day after Thanksgiving, 4th of July, that's all we talk about.
Right.
Yeah.
But he has rewritten, he wants to get this out there so he can get some sales racked up by Christmas. And he figures tomorrow is the day to start, and this is all he has so far for his product. Oh, Christmas cheese. Christmas cheese. You taste real, real good, but you do smell real bad. Not just a tad every time we cut you. I don't think that's
cut you.
Cheese. You smell bad when we cut you.
I don't
like it.
I thought you were supposed to let Rat Boy sing the part with cheese.
You want to do that, Rat Boy?
That's kind of why we introduce him, right? Is it to let him say his words?
He said the name of the song. I said, it's called Christmas, and he said, what'd you say, Rat Boy?
Cheese.
Well, he can do that. Let's let him sing it. Oh, Christmas.
Cheese.
Oh, Christmas.
Cheese.
You taste real great, but you do smell real bad. Not just a tad every time we cut you. Oh, Christmas.
Cheese.
There you go.
He looks sad over there, like you're singing a song, and he just had to stay quiet.
No, you were right. It should have been a duet. You were right.
Man.
Yeah. And let's see. Oh, yeah. Here's Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Yeah. They're the best. They're the best. I kind of like that. It would really be good. If we introduce a brand new song about a brand new Christmas product, and Dan played the harmonica, and I just do the first two lines, and Rat Boy Company.
Oh, man.
Now you got something.
Oh, man.
Dan, give me a note, if you would.
Hang on a second.
Oh, boy. I thought you always were harmonica ready.
I do.
Okay. Here we go. Now, you'll play along. It's just the first line.
Yeah.
Oh, Christmas.
Cheese.
Oh, Christmas.
Cheese.
You smell real good, but you... No, you taste... Let's do it again. Take two. Three, two, one. Oh, Christmas.
Cheese.
Wait, hold it. Three, two, one. Oh, Christmas.
Cheese.
Oh, Christmas.
Cheese.
You have a great taste, but you do smell real bad. Not just a tad. Every time we cut you. Oh, Christmas.
Cheese.
Yeah, much better.
Wow.
Rat Boy, you're a good singer.
Oh, he is.
He is a good singer.
He hits that same note every time.
I did not know that. A lot of people couldn't hit the note perfectly every time like that. We are brought to you by Mark and Jason. You just heard Beyonce, markandjason.com. Let's do it together for them.
Markandjason.com.
That's an actual website. And when you go there, you're going to learn about two guys named Mark and Jason. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. Financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas. Stiefel is a member, SIPC and NYSE. If you have a 401k plan or any other sort of retirement plan, and you change jobs, there are some rules about what you need to do to avoid paying a lot of tax on that money. Now, you don't know those rules, and I don't know the rules. I think they change every year. Do you cash it out? And if you do cash it out, then what happens? Do you roll it over? Can you roll it over to an IRA? Do you pay tax on it? What about penalties? What kind of taxes, and what's the period of time that I have before I'm penalized? Blah, 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 blah. And you don't know the answer. This is why, one reason why, you talk to Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. And it might not be changing a job. You could be retiring, too. And as I've already told you, they are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas. The only thing left to tell you is this. A meeting could not hurt. What in the world could it hurt, even if you have a financial advisor, to meet with Mark and Jason? They are two really, really nice guys who happen to know what they're doing. It is possible to be really almost at genius level at something and still be able to communicate and just be a really nice person to be around. They'll prove it's possible. They know what they're doing. And they would be more than happy to have a meeting with you. You have to call it, though. You have to call them and set it up. It's complimentary. Won't cost you anything. And there'll be no strong-arming. No, sign here. They don't do that. It's a meeting so that you can go back and think about what they told you their recommendations were with regard to what to do with your $25,000 or more. MarkandJason.com. Well, kiddies, it's that time of year again. We used to play this four or five times the week before Halloween, but somebody threw a fit and didn't like it. A man here, and isn't it interesting, Dan, how much he can hate what children like? Oh. He has a little child himself.
I know.
Yet he wants to deprive kids.
One time is plenty.
Of their favorite Halloween song, and here it is. You can roll it now, because it's got a little, there it is right there. Kiddies, Pumpkinhead Harvey, all for you.
Hi, kids. It's Pumpkinhead Harvey.
Pumpkinhead Harvey, Pumpkinhead Harvey.
Good day.
Becomes alive when it's Halloween time. Pumpkinhead Harvey, Pumpkinhead Harvey. He sends a shiver right up your spine. Look in the sky. It's a big yellow moon. Halloween time is coming soon.
Yes, it is.
It's the season of the goblins and the witches on brooms.
And Pumpkinhead Harvey.
From the cold, dark ground, Pumpkinhead resurrects.
Yeah.
He's grouchy and scary and hungry as heck. You better check the bushes by the neighbor's door. Step and watch out
for Pumpkinhead Harvey.
Harvey, Pumpkinhead Harvey. He comes alive when
come on, Tina, harmonize.
No, Pumpkinhead Harvey, Pumpkinhead Harvey. He sends a shiver right up your spine. He's got fire in his eyes and sharp, jagged teeth. And kids, do you know what he likes to eat?
No, what?
They say his favorite thing is children who trick or treat.
Says Pumpkinhead Harvey.
I heard a story once, not to cause you no fear, but old Pumpkinhead snapped at a kid who got too near. And it turned him bright orange from his toes to his ears.
It's the curse of Pumpkinhead Harvey.
Oh, that's scary.
Pumpkinhead Harvey, Pumpkinhead.
Come on here, Karen.
She really is.
Karen, jump in. Come on.
Pumpkinhead Harvey, Pumpkinhead Harvey. It sends a shiver right up your
spine. Come on, Ned.
Well, he
likes kids dressed in funny old hats. Pirates and cowboys and black cape bats. White cheaty ghosts.
Cheaty right.
Well, even masks. You can't hide from Pumpkinhead Harvey.
No way.
Ones who wear fake noses and goblin gowns with big waxy teeth that stick way out. Monkey suits, army boots, and Baskerville hounds. He loves them all, Pumpkinhead Harvey.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Pumpkinhead Harvey, Pumpkinhead Harvey. He comes alive when it's Halloween time. Pumpkinhead Harvey, Pumpkinhead Harvey.
I love this song.
He sends a shiver right on your spine. So if you got
like children
out trick-or-treating tonight, don't get too close or he'll take a bite. Remember, he's got a big appetite. And he's waiting out there for you. Hey, don't worry if you keep your mouth shut tight. I'll tell you a secret that'll save your life.
Save your life.
It's only kids who eat candy that he likes.
That's it.
All the ones who don't go free. Don't eat any candy, kids.
Boy, you never get tired of this.
No, it gets better every year.
Here comes the part Peon likes when this goofy little kid starts talking.
I dare you.
Hey, Dad, where's your pumpkin head come from? She's just a peel. Mom's going to talk right now. Just a peel.
Come over here. Come over here. I dare you to eat some candy.
It does seem like
Daddy,
this.
Oh. Where does pumpkin head go when Halloween passes by? Does he just disappear? Does he die?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know, Junior. Why don't you learn how to talk?
Yeah, you stupid idiot.
Forget about pumpkin head.
Easier said than done.
We can cut it off right there. There you go. Come on. It'll be another year before you have to hear it. It does seem like it gets longer every
yes,
year.
Yes, it does.
I don't remember that song being that long. The great, and kids, this is the only station that does that for you.
Mm-hmm.
When you get older, old enough to buy from our sponsors, you remember. Well, I remember when I was a kid, they were the only station. That show was the only show that played Pumpkin. Yes, I'll buy a new Chevy from John Landolf III. See, that's what'll happen. They'll remember this when they get older. I guess, let's just get, ladies, get in here, please.
That's nice.
If you've never heard it before, it's just known as the Freddie Freeman joke, one of the greatest jokes ever. It started off as a 20-second joke, and now it's 67 minutes. And it's a story of a little boy at Halloween who's going to a neighbor's house, Mrs. Ferguson, down the street. His name is Freddie Freeman. You need to know that Freddie cannot say F. It comes out B. So fly would be bly. Every F is B. That's just a little speech thing that Freddie has. So he goes to the door, and Mrs. Ferguson opens the door, and Freddie says, "Trick or treat, Mrs. Ferguson." She said, "Well, now, who is this in this pirate costume?" He says, "It's me, Freddie Freeman." She says, "Freddie Freeman, how are you?" "I'm fine." She says, "You are getting so big." He goes, "Yeah, I'm in burst grade now. I'm getting tall, too. I'm 4 feet 5 inches tall." She says, "Now, Freddie, how old are you?" He said, "Well, last Halloween I was only 5, but on February 15th, I turned 6. She says, "Now, Freddie, didn't I hear that your sister started college this year?" He said, "Yeah, yes, ma'am. She's a freshman at Florida State, but she's not that smart. And I think she's going to blunk out. She's bailing every subject. Dad says it's because all she does is listen to music. She loves the Boo Biters, and she loves Maroon 5. She said, "Well, Freddie, speaking of your dad, is he still a scoutmaster?" He said, "Yes, ma'am, but a few weeks ago, he fell into a campfire, and he burned his base real bad." Only burst degree burns, but still very freaking painful. Dr. Brazier, he's our family physician, he says that he'll be a lot better in 4 or 5 weeks. She says, and how about your mom, Freddie? How's your mom? Oh, she's buying. She just opened a new blower shop. She's a blorist, you know. It's on 44th Street, not too far from the Burst Baptist Church. And did she tell you that she did the hair of some very famous people last weekend? She says, no, Freddie, who? He says, Sly and the Bamley Stone. That's her favorite group. She loves that song. It's a Bamley, a bear. It's a Bamley, a bear. She says, Freddie, I was really sorry to hear about your grandpa. He said, yeah. Yeah, he died. It was very, very sad at that funeral home. You know, he was a firefighter, and all the firefighters were there at the funeral. From everywhere. Blorescent, Bergeson, Benton, Bestus, Bearview Heights, O'Ballon, Illinois, O'Ballon, Missouri, Farmington, Missouri. What a big funeral. And in front of the hearse, 5 big red fire trucks. She says, well, I'll bet you will miss your grandpa. He goes, yes, ma'am. I really miss him taking me bishing. Boy, could he catch bish. And he'd take the belay knife, and he would belay those bish, and then he'd bry them up in the brine pan. And he taught me how to hold a bish so it wouldn't bend me. See, they have sharp bends. Oh, well, he's bishing in heaven with his heavenly bother. She says, now, I hear you have a new family member. He goes, yeah, his name is Belix. He's a foster child. My parents went to this place called an orphanage, and they picked him out of about 55 kids. And he's teaching me how to play football. He's got what they call a club butt, and when he kicks that football, it goes real bar. He kind of talks like Boris Gump, and he tells really funny stories. If he likes living with our family, we'll adopt him, and then he'll stay with us until he's a full-grown man. She says, now, I heard you also, did I hear something about Freddie? You got a new pony? He said, oh, yeah. Her name is Belicity. She's a Billy. That's a young female horse. It's called a Billy. First time I rode her, I bell off a bell right on my base. Thank goodness our neighbor, Brad Beinstein, he had a burst aid kit. And it was in his Ford F-150 Bibby pickup truck. And by the way, he's trading it next week for a Chevy at Johnny Londob. So, from that, I got 5 stitches in my boar head. And when they were stitching me, I thought I would faint and ball right on the blower. But I'm buying now, bit as a biddle. She says, now, but your cousin, I heard he graduated from college. He said, oh, yeah, he's got a job with a Fortune 500 company, whatever that is. My mom says he'll be filthy rich by the time he's 35 or 40, and then he can support the whole family. You didn't ask about my brother. She said, oh, yeah, the baseball player? Uh-huh. Being scouted by the Philadelphia Phillies. They like that he can play both burst base and center field. She says, well, I guess you're about ready for some candy, aren't you, Freddie? Yes, ma'am. Hope you have Fifth Avenue or Big Newton's or my favorites, Butterfingers and Chocolate Budge. But please, no fresh brute, like apples or grape. Brute makes me bark. One lady over on 50 Burst Avenue gave me brunch fries. They were fantastic. Oh, and no books. Last year, Mrs. Blanigan gave me Jack and the Beanstalk. You know, Bee-bye-bo-bum. Boring. She says, Freddie, is your dad still campaigning for Donald Trump?
Oh, my God.
Is he still campaigning for Donald Trump? He said, yes, ma'am. He says Hillary is a bellin. She committed a bellany, and she should go to federal prison. That's what my dad says. My mom hates Trump. She says he's bullabit. And she can't stand Bill Clinton ever since he got something called bellatio in the Oval Office. She just can't see him being our burst gentleman, which is what he would be, since she would be our burst female president and burst female commander of our armed forces. My dad says we have the binest biting men and women anywhere on the base of the earth. She says, well, your dad's right. Freddie, you look great. You look great. Now, you're a pirate, right? Uh-huh. So if you're a pirate, I don't see your Buccaneers. He goes, that's because they're under my bucking hat.
All right, we need to get traffic finished right away because the big sports show is going to be coming in any second now. Yeah. Here's Tim Weiland with traffic, Tim.
We're over Newhall's Ferry right now.
Oh, that's a good one. That was good.
And we actually are. We're over here. If you're traveling on eastbound Highway 270, you're just slow east of McDonald through about Washington Elizabeth, and then things start opening up, and you're running pretty well to the chain of Rocks Bridge. They have reopened lanes in both directions and are just about have that accident cleared on Highway 44 at Jefferson. Now, you do have southbound 270 drivers slowing from south of Page down through Doherty Ferry. We have eastbound Highway 364. That's pretty well jammed up from Highway 270 down past the Creve Coeur Lake Bridge. There was a stalled vehicle that was off on the right shoulder, not blocking anything, but that seems to be where traffic was opening up. If you are on, let's see here, they cleared the accident also on eastbound Highway 30 down by Highway Double M. And this traffic report is brought to you by the Edgerton Temporal Scanner Thermometer. When buying a thermometer, trust over 50 published studies supporting the accuracy of the Edgerton Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Pick one up at Toys R Us, Babies R Us, or other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland with your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
For too long, Missouri's economy has been stacked against small business and the middle class. This is Attorney General Chris Koster. As governor, I'll work with Republicans and Democrats to change that. Step one, eliminate job-killing regulations and red tape to help small businesses create jobs. Step two, end tax giveaways and loopholes so we have the money to fix roads and fund public schools. Above all, our government must live within its means. As Attorney General, I operated my office under budget every year. As governor, I'll bring that fiscal discipline to the rest of government. My opponent, Eric Greitens, says he wants to blow government up, but has no experience and no solutions to put it back together. This is Chris Koster. The time has come to put politics aside and build an economy that works for all Missourians.
Koster for governor. Paid for by Koster for Missouri. Gary Mallory, treasurer.
The folks at Stefanina's like to think big, like their extra-large 20-inch pizza. Better make extra space in your car before you pick up one of these babies. Like their pasta. Stefanina's serves huge pasta portions. Say that three times fast. Huge pasta portions. Huge pasta portions. Yeah, you got the idea. Big salads, big entrees, even big desserts. Got a big family, a big party, or just a big appetite? Stefanina serves big food for a small price at all five locations, the restaurant in O'Fallon or the express locations in St. Charles, St. Peter's, and now in the Chesterfield Valley. Big savings on daily specials or on the website, stefspizza.com, S-T-E-F-S pizza.com. It's Stefanina's and it's big. How do you spell big? Stefanina's.
Stefanina's.
Make way for the sexagenarians. The rebels of the 60s are in their 60s and back on the road again. The generation that once threatened to drop out is more likely to drop in on family and friends. But they won't be doing it in a flower-powered VW bus. More likely in an RV with all the comforts of a luxury condo. So wave to that sexagenarian. He's probably somebody's grandpa. For the times, they're still a-changing, and the winds, they're still a-blowing. For the highways, they're a-ranging, and that big thing that they're towing is their easy-riding way to enjoy each passing day.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Katie Stewart's campaign received hundreds of thousands in campaign cash from Chicago political boss Mike Madigan. It's no wonder Katie Stewart supports Senate Bill 231 to bail out Chicago, taking $20 million away from Metro East schools. If Madigan and Stewart win, they'll pass Madigan's unbalanced budget. That will force a massive tax hike on Illinois families. Now she wants to be state representative? No way. A vote for Stewart is a vote for Mike Madigan. Vote no on Katie Stewart.
Dwight Kay is bringing common sense back to state government. Kay sponsored legislation to prevent lawmakers from getting paid if they don't pass a budget. He even cut his pay and refused the pension lawmakers receive. Dwight Kay supports term limits on career politicians and will continue to expose corruption in our state government. This year, Kay secured more money for our schools and supports a plan to make sure our schools are fully funded every year. Dwight Kay for state representative. He's working for us in the Metro East. Paid for by Citizens for Kay.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder, it's actually 924. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmore924.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
This Saturday, the Breeders' Cup Championships. Thoroughbreds competing at the highest level. Hi, this is Jay Randolph. Join me and handicapper Doug Knackman at 6:30 Friday evening for an in-depth analysis of the $6 million Classic and other races on the nine-race card. Our seminar is presented by Del Mar Gardens, Taco Bell, and Fairmont Park, where you can watch and wager on the action. Insight and selections on the Breeders' Cup races here on the Big 550, 6:30 this Friday.
Do you know the code? It's only six digits, and it could get you 100 grand. More on that in a moment. I'm Michael Haddad from the Diamond Family, and we're moving. Every piece of fine jewelry must be sold. It's 40 to 70% off right now, and all the diamonds must also be sold. So come on in, try to crack the six-digit code, and if you can, you'll win 100 grand. The Diamond Family, in Lafayette Center on Manchester, just west of 141.
No purchase necessary. See complete rules and details at thediamondfam.com.
Listen up, homeowners. Contractors and do-it-yourselfers agree E&B Granite has had the largest collection of the best quality granite available in St. Louis for years. And now, with their new 50,000 square foot showroom, you'll be able to choose from all the top brands, including Caesar Stone, Silestone, Polar Stone, and more. When you visit E&B Granite, ask to see the new look of brilliant quartz for your kitchen or bath. E&B Granite at the corner of Manchester and Hampton, or online at ebgranite.com.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's The Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
All
All right, you have a great business, but your website? Not so much. Let's change that. Introducing Wix ADI, Artificial Design Intelligence, that creates a stunning website for you. With all the things you need to look amazing online, images, videos, and professional text, giving you more time to focus on what really matters, your great business. Go to Wix.com, create your stunning website today.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
We have time to wait for the singers. We got to get right to it because we're running really, really late. Let's go to Southern California. I bet you this guy's never heard the Freddie Freeman joke. All these years, he's probably never taken time to hear it. Then he would realize why we're running late. His name is Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Any Guns Restaurant. And right next door is a Smokehouse Market gift cards. A great idea. They sell thousands of them every year. Any Guns and the Smokehouse present Mike Evans.
Give it in.
Halloweener.
Wow. Popular question, who has the highest IQ, Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton?
That's a good question.
Who has the highest IQ, Hillary or Donald? Answer in a minute. A little politics, just because it's in the news, and a great headline following Friday's blockbuster news item that the FBI had found something during the Anthony Weiner sexting to a minor investigation, and they were reopening the Hillary email investigation. New York Post headline screams, Hillary schlawed by Wiener probe.
Oh, man.
I like it. Some congressmen have suggested another investigation be opened against the Clintons under the RICO Act. That's the law aimed at organized crime syndicates.
That was on the TV show, the FBI. Hey, Rico. There was a guy named Rico.
Oh, there was. That
Was it the FBI or was
no,
it?
No, it was the Untouchables.
Untouchables, that's right. Hey, Rico.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, this doesn't have anything with him, do with him.
No, we know that.
Why'd you bring
Well, when
that
you
up?
Said it, it makes
oh,
it
you know what?
Rico.
When I was 9 years old, I went to this carnival, and there was a clown named Rico there that made animals out of balloons.
Mm. See, now
ties
now
he, it all together.
No, now he's just being...
Oh, you made him mad.
Now he's being mad.
That's with 8 days left until the election, another interesting Hillary Clinton nugget. She says she's going to win, and she's going to hold her victory celebration at the biggest convention hall in New York. That's the Jacob Javits Center. The interesting thing about that is Jacob Javits Center was built by Donald Trump.
Oh!
TV News, Simon Cowell, Diablo Cody, and the creators of the Glee TV show are coming together to do a new sitcom completely based on synchronized swimming.
Thank goodness.
Oh, yeah.
I've been waiting for this.
Yeah. 2017 NBC's annual live musical this year will be Bye Bye Birdie, starring Jennifer Lopez. Oh, dang it. I'm going to be changing the air on my car tires that night.
Yeah, me too.
Uh-huh. Odds and ends, Mel Gibson, Hacksaw Ridge, about the World War II conscious objector, is going to get a lot of Academy Award. It's fabulous. But Gibson is still an idiot, still denies the Holocaust.
Well, yeah, he is an idiot.
He's ridiculous.
Anybody that denies that's an idiot.
Amazing, the FBI has spent more time interviewing Angelina Jolie about Brad than they spent interviewing Hillary about emails, Benghazi, plotting violence at Trump rallies, the Clinton Foundation, and pay for play.
Does that surprise anybody?
I don't know. 4 hours and 10 minutes compared to 3 hours and 30 minutes. How about the latest on Bill Cosby? It says all charges against him should be dropped because now he's totally blind and he can't identify or recognize any of the 53 women in sexual assault.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
That's hilarious.
You know, Bill Cosby sent a tweet to Donald Trump. It said, first you have to immobilize him before you grab him by the...
Oh, see, I see what he did there.
Yeah.
See what he did there?
Combination of two really funny topics, date, rape, and drugs.
for me.
You should have made me look bad on the broadcast.
No, you already did it. You did it. And finally.
That really upsets me.
Oh, it does not. Finally.
Okay. Finally. Who has the highest IQ, Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton?
Oh, wow. I'll go Trump.
I'll say Hillary.
Hillary.
Donald Trump has an IQ of 156. Hillary Clinton has an IQ of 156.
Whoa.
They're exactly the same.
Trick question.
Whoa. There you go.
Wow.
I'm not giving up. I'm not going to tell you about Bean.
All right, there he goes. Now, I don't think they do this anywhere anymore. Maybe in the South. When I was a kid in the South, on Halloween, they would, if you weren't home or they didn't even like the candy, they would egg your house.
Oh, yeah. Or teepee.
Well, the other thing they did is they take a bar of soap and write on the screens. Yeah, it's hard to get.
Yes.
No, I'm not kidding. I've never seen that as a kid. Now, it's too bad because if you try that now and the homeowner has gateway lock and security, good luck. You're not going to get away with it. You say, well, wait a minute. He had a costume on. It doesn't matter. Let me tell you something. These cameras that the gateway lock and security puts in, these surveillance cameras for businesses or homes, crystal clear, ultra high definition, they will have forgotten something. Something maybe peek out from beneath that costume, or it slips in the for just a millisecond. There's a shot of the face. Put the mask back on. Got it. Captured it. Freeze the frame. Got him. License plate on a car. Something. My point is this. It does two things when you have great surveillance cameras. It helps you solve the mystery of who did this, who stole this, who whatever. Or it actually prevents it from ever happening, because when they see the cameras, the bad deed may not even get done. If they have any brain at all, as dumb as some criminals are, they're just smart enough to go, hey, Rico. Yeah, I use that name, Rico, again. Look at their camera. Maybe we'd go somewhere else. Yeah, good idea. Move along. We have surveillance cameras from Gateway Lock and Security. Here's what else they do. They do proximity card readers, like you use a card or a fob to get in your building. They do keyless entry systems, keypad entry systems, master key systems. They are licensed, bonded, and insured for the state of Missouri. Sorry, Illinois. And I cannot, I don't know why everybody isn't as big on security as I am. I think the world is crazy. I do. I think we live in a very crazy world. And I love it when the bad guys get nabbed. Nothing more frustrating than that grainy, horrible video on the news on TV. If you've seen these guys, we can't even tell if they're human. It's so bad. They don't put that kind in a Gateway Lock and Security. Do me a favor. Go to their website. Check out what they do. And then you decide how safe you want to be and how safe you want to feel. GatewayLockAndSecurity.com.
It's time for a final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, well, boy, thing, you can tell it's Halloween, people wanting to get home because things have thinned out rapidly downtown. No delays to the Poplar Street Bridge on east and westbound 44. They have cleared the accident there. Southbound 270 is thinned out. Eastbound 270, just a little bit heavy, right around Lindbergh to 170. If you're traveling on, let's see, westbound Highway 40, we're still running a little heavy, Kings Highway through McCausland, and also from Highway 141 out through Timberlake Manor. Same thing on westbound 364. You're heavy from about the Amiot Overpass out through the Creveport Lake Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Taking your child's temperature shouldn't be as stressful as fighting through traffic. With the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, one gentle forehead scan is all it takes. Pick one up at Walmart or other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland with your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
Weekday mornings at 635, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 635 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Always a nice feeling when you got the kids out trick-or-treating and see a police officer go by. And tonight, if you see one, thank him or her. Have a great Halloween evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me.
nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said, for you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You do get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, dear.
All right, goodbye, Dan.
Bye, yeah.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
For Halloween night, the Hall of Shame. See who made this grim list for taxpayers.
Tonight at 9. Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Trick-or-treaters are getting ready to hit St. Louis area streets.
A warm evening for trick-or-treaters, but a cold front is on the way. I'll tell you when it will bring our next chance for thunderstorms.
Collegiate water polo at the age of 47. See how one local man is guarding the net these days for a championship team.
Plus, you could help KC 95 go into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
See the action you can take as Fox 2 News at 6 starts right now.
First on Fox, happy Halloween. Trick-or-treaters are getting ready to hit the St. Louis area streets.
That's right. Take a look right now. This is our live